In the studios today, it's an all-star band of mostly members of the award-winning Mount Si High School Jazz Band, organized through Jazz Clubs Northwest and Boxley's in North Bend. The band includes Hayden Kierkline on alto sax, Leslie Kolke at the trumpet. It's Max Canella piano, Nate Sharp bass, and their extra special guest is Greg Williamson on the drums. And beyond that, their mentor, a star member of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, also a part of the Wynton Marsalis Quintet, a very talented band leader in his own right, as well as a top jazz educator, Walter Blanding on tenor sax. Ladies and gentlemen, the future Jazz Head All-Stars with Walter Blanding. Wait for it. Walter Blanding on the saxophone with the Future Jazz Head All-Stars. Mostly we've got a bunch of high school kids from Mount Si High School, the prestigious Mount Si High School Jazz Band. Greg Williamson, our resident man about Jazz Town, featured on the drums with Hayden Kierklein, Leslie Kolke at the sax and trumpet, Nate Sharp bass, and Max Canella at the piano. Walter, great to have you here. And I wonder, you've been involved in a lot of jazz education. When you come to the Northwest, it kind of feels like you're dealing with some hot shots up here. I mean, the bar has been raised high for student musicians here.
That's very true, Abe. As a matter of fact, in New York, with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, because we have a Century Ellington competition every year, That's one of the things we always ask ourselves. What is it about Washington that makes these kids so special? They really got something unique. They can play. They have such a positive energy, but all young people have this positive energy.
Yeah.
But you guys have something special, and whatever it is, we appreciate it.
We appreciate you being here with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Pass that microphone over to our saxophone player, Hayden Kierklein, working with a fantastic sax player here. And I wonder, what kind of tips were you getting playing with Walter Blanding? Was it more technical stuff or more musical stuff?
Well, you know, when you play with somebody like Walter, it's easy to just listen to, you know, the fast runs and stuff. And but I think playing just a foot away from him, you really realize how much style there is in every note, and that's what I'm taking away from it most is, you know, he makes every note just feel good, sound beautiful, and I think that's really what I'm trying to imitate when I play with him.
Walter, now we're working with a little ensemble here today, but as you've played in Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and I wonder how that translates to teaching kids how to play in a small ensemble.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, playing in a small ensemble is probably, it's a little bit simpler than playing in a larger ensemble, but definitely I think one of the most important things that we try to communicate to people when educating one about jazz is the importance of being able to listen to one another, just like you were just talking about, as well as being aware of what you're doing. So it's almost like a conversation. So you're trying to say, this is me, and it's okay to be me, even if I'm different. But also, I hear you, and I see you, and I appreciate you as well, which is a very important communication thing that we need to be able to do, which goes way beyond the scope of music.
Along the same lines for our piano player, Max Canella, I wanted to ask you, I mean, playing the piano, which is one of the instruments that's most likely to be heard in monologue, if we're talking about communication. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer a small group setting where you get to solo, or do you prefer a big band with all that power next to you?
That's kind of a hard question to answer because there's just so much variety in the different sort of environments you get in big band and combo. It really just depends on whether you're feeling more individualistic that day or whether you want to be part of sort of a larger sort of collective organism that you get when you're doing big band stuff. So they're both great. I couldn't pick between the two of them, you know?
Our future politician, Max Canella, at the piano. We have Walter Blanding and the Future Jazz Head All-Stars live in the studio. And we're going to hear another song from the group up next. And I believe an original tune by Danny Kolke up at Jazz Clubs Northwest and Boxley's in North Bend. It's the Future Jazz Head All-Stars with Walter Blanding and drummer Greg Williamson live on KPLU.
Thank you.
Walter Blanding on the tenor saxophone with a future jazz head all-stars, Hayden Kierkline, alto, Leslie Kolke, trumpet, Max Canella, piano, Nate Sharp, bass, Greg Williamson behind the drum kit today with Walter Blanding on the tenor. Walter, we've got a bunch of young people here. You were playing as a young man. Your parents are both musicians, and I wonder if you could tell me about playing in the family band when you were a kid.
Yeah, you know, that's a really special experience. So I can really relate to Leslie and her father, Danny, that, well, you know, when you're dealing with people who are very close, communication with words sometimes is difficult. But music is special, especially when you play instruments that, you know, have to sing words. So then there comes a type of a bond that's very profound and beyond what words can sometimes explain. And so to be able to share music together with a family like I have also with my parents is a special thing that now that I'm older, I really appreciate that.
Let's ask Leslie her opinion as a younger person, if you appreciate that. Having a dad who runs a jazz club and plays jazz, has that been a good thing for you? Does that mean I get to stay up all night playing jazz? Or how's that work?
As hard as it can be sometimes, I really do appreciate everything he's done with the club in North Bend and with helping me through everything. So
Far, so good?
So far.
And I wanted to ask Greg Williamson a question, too. Our man about town, drummer, band leader, and also runs Pony Boy Records. Greg, if you had any advice for young kids getting into the business of jazz, what would that advice be?
Actually, I look to the kids as to what's going on and how marketing and all that business kind of stuff works. So I'm actually learning from them, I think. I remember when I was a kid, I asked that question a lot. What's music business going to be like for me as I grow up and try and make my way in the music business? But I don't get that question a lot. I look more to them about social media and marketing and what they're doing to get people out and how they're continuing to grow their music, you know. So and the enthusiasm from the kids is great. I try not to think of it as a lack of experience, but I definitely appreciate the enthusiasm.
Amen to that, brother. I did have a question for our bass player. Hayden, if you could hold Max's bass for a second, I wanted to ask Nate about this. Nate Sharp plays in a heavy rock band called Bad Idea, I believe is the name of the band. And I wonder if there's any tips that that you get from jazz that you're able to utilize playing heavy rock, hard rock music.
Yeah, it's the energy that you get from... Like the energy that I learned to play in the rock band is what I got from middle school jazz. Because at an amateur level, you don't get guitar players with very much dynamics.
Oh, that's true.
But when you're playing the shout chorus with a middle school band for like the first time, like everyone's screaming their faces off. And like there's that one time where it just feels so good. Like everyone's just yelling and there's the energy just in the room and everyone's playing so hard. And it feels like super good. So if you can translate that, if you can get people dancing to you playing horns, and eventually, if you can learn how to do that on a guitar, then, I don't know, it's the energy that Excellent. I got from jazz that translates into my rock band.
More solos in jazz or rock for your bass player?
Did you just say a rock bass solo?
Question answered right there. Walter, I wanted to ask what your reaction is when you have a student and you're teaching them jazz, and they say, you know, I'd really rather be playing rock or classical or hip-hop or soul music.
I would say, man, go for it.
Yeah.
Why not, you know, do what makes you happy. But I hope that, you know, like I have two kids that they studied music when they were younger, but now they're graduating college, and they're not professional musicians. But I think the real thing that I hope for to inspire with people through education is just to have a big appreciation for the arts. And that's the most I could ask for.
Walter Blanding is here live in the studios on his tenor saxophone with the future jazz head All-Stars. And we're going to finish it off with another North Bend classic, Boxley's Boogaloo. Thank you. Jazz head all-stars, Walter Blanding out front on the tenor saxophone.